All right, so we're back at work over here on the Rashba and the Rimigash with regards to Chatzi Davar, Davar v'lo Chatzi Davar. Okay, so let's try to understand the the Rashba's point of view here. Now, listen, there's a certain point where we can't really go beyond, and we have to just be limited to defining it. And there's a certain point where, you know, you're looking for more than the definition. And that's difficult in this topic. So let's just stick with trying to define, at least, define properly what he's saying. So let's take the Rashba. So, I think we started saying yesterday, then we got a little bit sidetracked. We started saying, if you look at the Rashba, what's his focus on? His focus is on how complete the first Eidus is. That's his focus. Because he says, by the Eishes Ish case, by the Kiddushin, and it's relative to the subject matter of the second Eidim. Right? That's what you have to keep in mind. Right? So, if the second Eidim are Eidim on Isser Eishes Ish, then vis-a-vis the Isser of Eishes Ish, the first Eidim already did everything there is to do. Right? In other words, what's the second set of Eidim? You have to recognize this. We can't get ourselves confused. And we have to realize, in all of these cases, the first set of Eidim are definitely accepted. There's no question about that. No one's questioning that you can't have Eidei Kiddushin because they didn't see the Nisuin. No one's saying you can't have Eidei Geneva unless they see Dal Vehei. I mean, it's pasha, it's just silly. So, the only question is the second set, when the second set of Eidim come, right, we have to look at what it is that they're trying to be made on. And we have to ask, what is it that the thing that they're being made on, does that require the first one in the sense that now it would have to be on, that the second Eidus would have to be on both? Or can I split up the Eidus and say, no, the first one is independent and the second one is independent? So it's going to be a question of the second one, does the second one need the first one to the degree that it would be incapable of being made on that second point alone? So it's only relative to what the second Eidus is trying to accomplish. So in other words, so that's his position. His position is like this. If the second Eidim are coming to say that she was over the Isser of Eishes Ish, so she had an Isser Arayos with another man, so he says in that regard it's Pashut, that the first Eidus is a complete Davar.
Because otherwise the second Eidus can't.
No. Just because he says the first Eidus is definitely complete in what it established. In other words, but if the second set of Eidim are coming to say that he sold an animal that was stolen, so in that regard, the first and the second Eidus have to be together. So what is he really saying? Let's just understand a little better. So what is he really saying? So where does Davar and Chatzi Davar apply, and where does it not apply? Or what is the domain of Davar v'Chatzi Davar? So Chazaka is the case that we all agree with. Question is, are these like Chazaka or not? In other words, whenever you have the critique of Chatzi Davar, is always going to be that the thing that you're trying to establish, right, is incomplete without the first one, right? And the answer to Chatzi Davar is the first one is independent and therefore it stands on its own, which trickles down to the second step. It becomes a little bit confusing. But what's more confusing over here is The Rashba is saying this whole question is only by cases like Geneva to Dalvehe and Kiddushin to Nisuin. But a case of Eishes Ish to Isser Arayos is not even in the question. It's not even a question. That's Vadai. Vadai what? Vadai, the first Eidus is complete vis-a-vis what the second Eidus is coming to do. Okay. But the Ganav is not a complete shame regarding Dala Vehe.
Wait, what do you mean?
This is what we're trying to say. So let me just put it into a terminology that maybe make a little more sense, okay? What is his din of Dal? What's his din of Davar V'chatzi Davar? It goes by the subject matter. Okay, let's think about it in those terms. He's saying Edim can't establish half of the subject that they're trying to determine. So we have to look at the subject matter of the Eidus. Okay? So he's saying if they're on different subjects, there's no din of Davar V'chatzi Davar, because each subject is complete on its own. So let's take a look at the case, the first case. Eishes Ish and Isser Arayos. So those are completely different realms of halacha. Of course, one has to precede the other, and you only can have an Isser Eishes Ish with an Eishes Ish, but an Eishes Ish, a woman being a married woman, and the Isser of Arayos are two different parshios. They're two different subject matters. Okay? And according to the Rashba, there's no question that we can establish that whatever is established in one subject of halacha is true for the rest, has an impact on everything else. And there's no question. Davar v'chatzi davar doesn't mean you have to come with the case, like we were saying for Rashi. Doesn't mean you have to come with the din that you're trying to establish. And it's a davar pashut to the Rashba that as long as whatever the first edus is on is complete vis-a-vis that subject, that sets down the precedent. That lays down the reality that other subjects can interact with now. The only problem that he sees of davar v'chatzi davar, below chatzi davar, is within the subject itself. If I'm trying to come and say, this person is a ganav of dalet v'he, that's within the subject of ganav. So maybe I can't establish according to the Rashba, there's no question that crossing categories of halacha, so to speak, that the impact of Eidus on one, the impact of the Eidus on other subjects is a davar pashut, that you don't need to come with the Eidus on the combination of the factors. The Isser Eishes is a combination of establishing her status, that's one subject matter, and then establishing an action that she did in violation of that status. That's a different subject matter. Okay. There's no question, according to the Rashba, that you can have a complete subject established by the Eidus, and that becomes the reality that impacts everything else. And there's no need to have Eidus on that prior topic. But his question, the way he's looking at it is, within the subject that I'm trying to establish, must I have complete edus on that subject matter? So if I'm trying to say, he's a ganav of dal v'he, okay, do I have to establish, that's expanding the category, that's modifying the very subject of geneva. It's a modification of the davar of geneva itself. So in that case, he's saying, maybe Rabbi Akiva holds, I have to come with the full inyan that I'm trying to establish. What am I trying to establish? That he's a ganav shetovach umocha. So that's a type of a ganav. So I'm coming to give to establish a certain identity of Ganav. I'm coming to establish a certain inyan of Ganav. So I can't come with half of the story. I can't come with half of the story of what I'm trying to express. So therefore, the same Ghana, the same Edom who are trying to be Mayed on the Dal Vehei, have to be Mayed on the full subject of what Dal Vehei is part of. Okay, that would be the limitation of Dover Velo Chatzi. And a similar thing, if they're trying to say that he is Yoresh or she gets her ksuba, so then that's the subject of their ishus, and he's trying to establish that it's complete. Okay, so to establish that, you have to come with the whole inyan. Well, let's just give me a little leeway here. The maskana is what? The maskana is no. That even within the subject, we can take a precedent. We can use one piece of information as a precedent. Okay? And we can say, even within the very subject, we can establish the fuller subject matter in a piecemeal fashion. That's not the problem of Davar Lo Chatzi Davar. What is the problem of Davar Lo Chatzi Davar? In truth, it's more of a procedural halacha. That Edus cannot be conglomerated. We can't take Hagodas Edus through a combination of Magidim. In other words, it's not a din. And the Havamina thought it was a halacha in Edus itself, in establishing a fact. That the Edus can only come in and establish the full subject that they're trying to establish. They're trying to establish that these are Ganav Shetavach U'Mochar. They have to come in with that status itself. Okay? They have to come in with the full inyan that they're trying to establish. The Maskana, and that would be like Chazakah. They can't come in and establish Chazakah in three stages. But the Maskana is, no, the problem with the Shnei Chazakah is different. It's really a separate din. The problem of Davar Velo Chatzi Davar is in, so to speak, the Gavra of the Edus. That even though three of the sets together will establish the din of Chazakah, it'll establish the subject of Chazakah, Davar Velo Chatzi Davar means that the Edim have to be We can't assemble a superset of Edim to establish any one halachic reality. So the problem by the Shnei Chazakah is not that neither one of them is establishing the whole thing, because that you don't have by the Edus of Dal Vehei either. They're not establishing the whole thing. The problem is more. The problem is more in terms of the procedure of Haggadah Edus. You can't become Edim through association with other Edim. You can't have half of the Haggadah Edus itself. And the Edus of Shnei Chazakah is on one duration of 3 years.
It's really just one thing.
In other words, there's two questions. The question of what is the Edus that I'm seeking and how is it brought? In the Hava Mina, Davar Velo Chatzi Davar was a din about what the Edus, the Beis Din, is seeking. Okay, and it's saying if they're trying to establish the culmination of the subject of the Ishus, they have to come with the whole subject. Okay? If they're only coming to establish Kedushin, ganz gut, that's all they're trying to do. But whatever it is they're coming to do in terms of the subject that they're being made on, There has to be a completion in their edus. Their edus has to contain the full extent of the inyan that they're establishing vis-a-vis this subject of halacha. So it's like their subject matters of halacha. If that were the case, the Eidei Nisuin would also have to be establishing the Kiddushin. But the maskana is, no. Just like we can cross subject matters, and whatever, and just like by the Nisuin case, it establishes her as an Eishes Ish. And that creates a reality for other halachos, for instance, Arayos. So too, within the very same subject of the Ishus itself, we can establish it in a piecemeal sense and say the Kiddushin within the subject laid down this foundation, and now all we seek is the Eidus that completes that inyan. That's not davar v'chatz davar. Has nothing to do with what kind of Eidus we're looking for. We can build the Eidus in pieces. We can build the inyan in pieces. We can establish the subject matter of the ishus in pieces. The only thing davar v'chatz davar excludes is the edus that I am seeking, or the edus that I need, being brought in pieces, being brought in conjunction, being brought in a composite sense between different groups of edim. So by the years of Chazaka, what's the edus that I seek? No one seeks 1 year of edus. No one seeks 1 year. The Beis Din is seeking 3 years. So therefore, because there's no prior reality that would make 1 year significant, because you can't escape that logical circle. So therefore, the edus that the Beis Din is seeking is edus of 3 years. That can't be brought in pieces. Each one would be a chatzi of. No, it's davar doesn't refer to the inyan of halacha. Doesn't refer to the topic of halacha. Davar refers to the content of the edus itself, to the edus of the minimum effectiveness, the smallest effective testimony has to be brought b'shleimuso. Not that you have to fill out the subject that you're being made on. You understand? There's a difference. You understand the difference? It's not that you have to be complete in the subject that you're establishing. I can establish Nisuin by just being made on the Bia, even though the subject that I am establishing includes Kiddushin. That's not my job. That's not what Davar V'lo Chatzi Davar is telling me. But all it's telling me is, whatever the Davar I need Edus on, I can't be half of that. You understand? So I have to just define what the Davar is. No, it's davar v'lo chatzi davar is not making a demand on what the davar is. That's the havamina. Davar v'lo chatzi davar in the havamina is making a demand on what kind of a davar I can be made on. I can't be made on anything less than the complete inyan that I'm being made on. So if I'm being made on the suin, well, the suin includes kedushin, I have to be made on both. That would be a demand on what I need to be made on. We say no. That's not what davar is, not increasing the requirements of the subject that I have to be made on. It's just making a bare minimum that whatever the edus that's required of the edim must be brought in one group, and it can't be divided among several groups. So, how do I know what edus I need? Well, whatever edus I already have establishes what else I need. There's no halacha that I have to be complete in establishing the whole inyan. So if I already have edei kedushin, all I need is edei nisuin. But if I don't have, but if I'm trying to prove chazaka, I need 3 years of edus. I need edus of 3 years. That's the minimum davar. That can't be broken up. So it comes out to be a very a much more simple thing, according to the Rashba's Maskana. Right? That's why he expresses it that way. He says the Eidus on the Suin, or the Eidus on Dal Vehei, is an extension of the Eidus on the subject of the Eidus of the Geneva that began. Because the Geneva just began a topic, it began a subject, and that subject is incomplete until I know what he does with it. But the subject of her being an Eishes Ish is not incomplete until she has an affair. That's ridiculous. So that's what he's trying to show you. He's trying to show you that it's Pashut, that if the second Eidus, that the second Eidus only is considered incomplete if it's being made on the completion, on the same subject that the first Eidus left open. But there's no doubt that if the first Eidus was complete on its subject matter, then that's not a psul of Dover Velochatzi Dover. That's not a psul. Because those first Eidim established everything in the subject that exists to be established already. And the second set of Eidim coming to say that she was a Noef, Noefes, are not being mashlam any subject that the first one began. So of course it's the Dover Pashut in Halacha. You can complete one subject with one set of Eidim, and that establishes the reality to the rest of Halacha. But the Havamina was within the subject, maybe you have to be complete. So if I'm coming to say he's a Gonav V'tavach U'mochar, or she's a Nesua, and he's Zocha to her Yerusha, and she gets the Ksuba, that by definition is saying the thing that they started with the Kedushin, here's the completion of it. In other words, but that's one inyan. The Maskana is, no, we treat the components within an inyan no differently than an inyan to another inyan. And therefore the only limitation of Dover V'lo Chazi Dover is that the datum that you need to provide, that single quantum of information, can't be distributed among pieces of Eidus. But there's no requirement on what increase, or there's no new demand on what type of Eidus is required. Whatever the first sets of Eidus were able to establish halachic identity wise, that's sufficient. That's a sufficient platform to build upon. So if they said he's chayav kefel, we can use that as a fact to say he was ganav, he was mochar. They said he was mikudeshas. That's sufficient to build upon nesuin. But what did they say when they said he lived there for 1 year? Nothing. Yeah. All right. I think if you look at the lashon, you see that's his emphasis. His emphasis is on whether the first set of Adam have anything left. Meaning to say, is there a subject matter that is still open to definition? There's no sense in saying that the subject of Eishes Ish is incomplete until she has Arayos. That's ridiculous. But the subject of Ganav is not complete. So maybe Dover requires, when you're made on one subject matter, whatever your subject matter contains, it has to be on the whole subject. Okay? Don't ask me why, but that would be one logical interpretation of Dover. But he's saying Eishes Ish and Isser Arayos are two different arenas. That would be Pashut. Now, the Rimi Gash, fascinating, says the opposite. He's like this. He says, it's very interesting, right? They sent him a question. How do you learn the Sugya? That's the question. Right. Apparently you could do that. So he said like this, you asked me, how did it come out in the Maskana to compare Geneva with Tevicha, right? That pair of events, to the inyan of Kedushin and Nisuin, right? That's what they didn't understand. It's funny. Exactly the opposite of the Rashi. I said, we don't understand the comparison between Gonav and Tovach on the one hand, with Kedushin and Nesuin on the other hand. What is the comparison between those two? He says, we see that by the Kiddushin, Kvar Nasis Eshes Ish. She is 100% a married woman. And the Eide Be'ila don't add one iota to that identity. So that's Pashut that that's a Dava. That's Pashut that you shouldn't need the same Eidim to be the Eide Nisuin, who are also the Eide Kedushin. Because they're not, and he's focusing on, but did you catch the difference of the focus? Right? He's focusing on what? His emphasis is on the second set. It's on the second set. Are the second set doing anything more than the first set are doing? So he's saying, since they're not being Mosif anything, there's no reason why they should have to be made on the first thing. What's the logic of that?
In the suin.
What about the Yerusha and the Ksuba? He doesn't care. He just is saying in terms of her status of a married woman. She's not more or less married after the Nisuin. There are tangential dinim that are going to be different, but in terms of her ultimate status of Eishes Ish, she is 100% Eishes Ish once she's married. Once she's Kedushin. As opposed to the Rashba, who says, no, the second set are adding Yerusha and Ksuba. Right. So can the Mikudeshes have relations with the Mikudash? So yes, really they can. This is Rabbanan though of Yichud still applies to until Nisuin. But Midoraisa, there's no Isser. Ram discusses that. Well, let's say she would have. Let's say they had a bia in her father's house. So that's the famous Yerushalmi. That's like eating matzah on Erev Pesach. But assuming she's went to the mikvah, is there an isser? There's not an isser deraisa, but this is the Rabbanan. That's why we say Asher osar lonu es ho arusos. That refers to Issa Drabonon of Arusa. Right? Vihitir lonu es ha nisuos lonu. We don't want people to think that all nisuos are mutter all of a sudden. So it's the nisuos lonu that are mutter. In other words, we say the nisuin removes the Isser Drabonon of Arusa. And we can make a bracha on the Drabonon. So the Mais Nisuin is basically taking her from the father's rishus into the husband's rishus.
Oh, it's not the Bia?
I mean, that gets into all kinds of questions. That's the basic idea of it. Does it have to dafka be a place that's roi for Bia when she's roi for Bia? Because what does it mean to take her into his house? You know. So that's what we do. We do the chuppah and we do the yichud room. We cover. It has to be roi for bia. Mokum, that's roi for bia.
But that for mice and bia.
No. Okay. Okay. So the Rimigash says again. Oh, so they said to him, "I don't understand. Why is on the contrary, they say that the Nisuin doesn't add anything that the Kedushin didn't already add." Now, why should that make it a dover, a complete dover? Not totally clear. He says, but by the Geneva case, that really is adding something, right? They really are adding something, because with the Geneva alone, there would only be a chi of kefil. Now there's a chi of dalvei. Now you also tried to give an answer which he doesn't like, and he said, well, maybe you'll say like this. Maybe after Kedushin there's a Chi of Skila, and after Nisuin there's a Chi of Chenek. Because, I mean, it's not always, but a Nara Hamurasa is Skila. But Chenek, after Nisuin is only Chenek. So they were searching for some difference that the second set of Edom are going to make, vis-a-vis the Isser Eishas Ish.
Which I guess is similar also by Geneva and Tvicha.
Well, that he knocks them down with that one. He slams them down on that one. Do you saw the answer on that one? He says that's not a good comparison because Chenek is less than Skiba, whereas Dalveh is more than Kefal. So even if you wanted to give that answer won't work. Interesting. So he said like this. Venira mayhem. So he says,
but it's still different.
Yeah, but that's interesting. But he's saying, but you're looking for, I know, I'm not sure why he holds that would be important, but he's saying, if you're looking for a comparison to Geneva, it would have to go up. That's interesting. Anyway, so he says, I can tell from your question that you learned the wrong pshat in the Gemara. Right? It's not the din of the second Edom or Edei Nisuin. Really, it's the second Edom or Edei Znus, or Edom on the Znus. Okay. Yeah. He says, yeah. Nira mehem shechoshavta omro shnayim omrim boal shu nemral habal vena pirushkin. Omnon pirusho kach. Shnayim omrim kideish vare isha zos eishas ish. So we establish she's an eishas ish. And two say that she was Baal Acher, that another man had relations with her. V'hashnayim ha-me'idim oleo she'nivalo le'boel. The ones who are made that she had relations with this man, einam yodim im kidsha kodim l'chein Acher zulaso v'nasis eishas ish im lav. They don't know if another man performed Kedushin with her or not. Right? It's not relevant whether he did Kedushin with her or not. We don't care about that. That would just be Znus. We don't care about that. That's not what the term. We want to know, in order for their Edus to be effective, for Misa, they'd have to know that another man had Kedushin with her. Velule Edus Eilu b'Kedushin ein chiyav al isho bo'ala. Ein chiyav misas based in klal. Yeah. So without the edus and the kedushin, there'd be no chiyav misa. Vein edus osam sheidu biznus mo eles klum. Va'omnam moil edusan bihitstarfam el edus elu ha'acherim. So he uses the terminology of tziruf, right?
That's how they could be independent.
That's the right. That's the inyan of dover v'chatzi dover. Can you be mitstaref, separate units, right? So he says it's only going to be effective through a tziruf with other edim. That was the question. He doesn't tie it together, but he's saying that's the same thing by the geneva. That's how he's viewing it. Ve'omnom ha'shnayim she'idu sheniskachu edusan osa roshem. Very funny the way he puts it. He says, the second set need the first set. They need to be mitzdarif with the first set or else there's nothing that they have to say. But the first set also need the second set to create this HCs. But he's saying on their own they're enough. Why? Because they make a roshem. They make an impression. And they have a strong edus that what? She's no longer a penuya, and now she's an eishes ish.
Wait, it's chazaka modifying an edus?
Yeah, it's an edus chazaka. It's a strong edus. Okay.
I'm saying that's not like kinyan chazaka.
No, it's an edus like on her status, he's saying. That now she is no longer Chezkas Penuya. She no longer has the status of Penuya. It changes her in a strong way. It's establishing a new norm, a new status quo. So she's taken out of the status of Penuya. That was her Chazaka beforehand. She was a Penuya. As a matter of fact, some want to say that the Chazaka of Penuya is so strong that any Safek Kedushin really is really we hold is we only choshish midrabanan. because she has a chazaka of a pnuya, and ein safik motzi midei vaday. But so is a safik kedushin a safik deraisa or not? So the Ran who says, it could be it's not even a safik deraisa. It could be it's a safik, but there's a chazaka of pnuya. So ein safik motzi midei vaday. He's bothered by the riff left out a certain halacha. But it's an edus chazaka, and it takes her out of the status of pnuya, grants her a new status of eishes ish, and it has these effects of halacha. Now she's also to the now the mekadesh. I'm sorry, is also to her relatives, and she's also to his relatives, and v'shar mash. What is it? Mishpate eishes ish. Umatzanu she'edusan asasa harbe roshem. Let's see what the roshem business. Be'ofen shehi edus chazaka be'atzma mikol she'yitzdarech ima le'edus elu ha'acherim she'edu oleha biznus. So what is that last line? It's a little tricky, that last line. What? So we find now this edus made a very big impression, in a way that it's a strong edus be'atzma on its own, in everything that the second set needs.
Right, because they're just being made on znus; they're not being made on edus.
Right. V'zeh pirish masha amru afa gav de ede be'ila tzrichel ede kedushin kevan de ede kedushin lo tzrichel ede be'ila kulo davar karinan be. So that's what it means. What does it mean that the Eidei Kiddushin don't need the Eidei Bia? It means that they make a very strong impression on this woman's status on their own right. That's why we can call it a Dover. And then he goes through their attempt at an answer. But basically, he says, that's it. So what are they arguing about? It's very hard to understand what they're arguing about. I mean, I understand what he's saying.
How does he learn pshat?
I mean, he's learning pshat like Rashi, that the first set of Edom established that she's an Eishes Ish. And the second set of Edom come and say she was Zimsa. Right? And it's like Geneva and Tovach u'Mochar, because the second set is being Mosif some halachic Isser. They're being Mosif some, well, we don't know what. The second set is being Mosif something that the first set was not Mosif. If it was Kiddushin to Nisuin, that'd be a non-starter, because the second set is not doing anything more than the first one is doing. Some reason in that case, you don't need. Some reason in that case, that makes it pasha. I'm not sure why, but that makes it pasha that's a dover. When it's not, when it's a problem, is if the second set is being most of something on the first set. So here, the second set is being. Over there, the second set is being most of two or three. And over here, the second set is being most of, Misa. But since it makes a big roshem on the first set, that's why it's good.
In which case, if you're being mosif misa, how's that a hosafa on the first set?
Well, I mean, you can't get much of a drastic, more of a drastic change from live to dead. I mean, what else? What else could they be mosif?
Yeah, I'm saying that in the case of Arba B'Chamisha, the way I was understanding.
Okay, so let's try to focus on where the change is. Right, he's saying Kiddushin to Nisuin is no change. Ganav to Tovach is a change. And Kiddushin to what?
Baal.
To Baal, Ishachar is a change. So what realm is he looking at the change? And what framework is he viewing change? Yeah, Johnny? Okay, so let me try to explain what I'm saying. It was, what's the chiluk in the Rashba and the Rimigash? The Rashba was focused on whether the first set of Edom finished whatever they started or not, right? So to me that indicates that he's looking at Davar in the realm of the subject of the Edus, right? And he's saying There's more to say about this guy when he stole, and there's more to say about their relationship when they had Kiddushin. So the subject was not completed, and therefore the second set of Edom are really coming on the same exact subject as the first one. It's including them, but completing that subject matter. That's his understanding. That's why he focuses on whether the first set completed something or not. The Rimi Gash does not focus on the first set. He focuses on the second set. He says, did the second set create any new identity that the first one didn't? Not, is there anything more within the subject that the first one started to add details to, but the identity, the essential identity that was created by the first set, is there a new identity that's layered on top of that one? I don't care if the first one was complete. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to know, is there something new? Is there a new chaloshim that's emerging from the second set? That's all he cares about. His focus is completely on whether the second set is adding a shame, not whether the first set left some subject incomplete. You hear what I'm saying, Ariel?
I mean, if the
I'm not giving a svara, and I'm not giving a definition. I'm just making an observation. I'm just charting the stars right now.
Tavach Machar is a new shame, correct? There is a new shame, Tavach Machar.
I would say, sure.
Okay, so even though it's a new shame, it is still in the same Indian also as Gedeva?
Well, that's the beauty of it, right? I mean, Tavach Gonav and Tavach Machar has to work out according to both. So of course, it has to be, both of them have to be contained in Gonav and Tavach Machar.
Aren't they mutually exclusive though? Being
no.
A new independent shame and being the same Indian?
No.
So you have two shameless on the same Indian?
Yeah. Okay. Two kinds of Gonav.
According to the Rima Gash, the case of the Rashba is Pashad that it's okay?
That's right.
Because he understands that
there's no new shame, Eishes Ish.
Yeah.
And the only time you get involved, it's still not clear why that's not a problem for him, but he's clearly focusing on if the second set of Edom is creating a new shame that didn't exist in the first and needs the first for itself. That's all he cares about.
So according to the Rimi Gash, how I'm in an independent shame.
Okay, so you want to move to the definition now? Good. So what's Dover and Chatzi Dover for the Rimi Gash?
According to the Havmir?
Yeah, let's take the Havmir. Havmir would be what? Havmir would be... Oh, so that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the second set of Edom are making her a no-efes. That's a different shame. That's a new shame.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that it's... that the way he understands it in the Havmir is that second set.
Yeah, and that was the way that Rimi Gash is learning the whole Inyan of Dava Vachatzi Dava is in terms of being Koveya identities in Halacha. Right? You can't be Koveya if you're coming to, the Havmina was, if you're coming to be Koveya an identity, a shame, you have to be Koveya all the elements of that shame. So if I'm coming to be...
Isn't that the same as the Rashba? It's just a machlokas of whether or not Nisuan is a new shame?
No. Nisuan is not a new shame.
According to Rima Gash.
According to everybody. It's not a new shame. Let me put it this way. Well, Ariel, does it work out? One more time. But the Adis is good?
For Nisuan.
That's right. In other words, the Adis is good. We'll take the Adis... For the Adis of the Bia is good. It just can't create a new shame. So if she's already a Mikudeshes, we don't need to create a new shame. So then the Adis is good. But if they're trying to say she's a Zona now, she's a No-Efes, well, that's a shame that includes an element of the shame of a No-Efes is Eishes Ish. So they're trying to make a shame of No-Efes. So it's like ain shame chal al shame. Ain isachal this. They've got to come b'vas achas. You want to say she's a noefes? You've got to come b'vas achas. That she's a noefes. But it's not that edus on an element, it's not edus can't build on other elements. It can flesh out details of a shame that already exists. But you want to give her a new qualitative identity? You want to give a person a new qualitative identity? You have to come with all the elements of that identity. Now, in terms of the Rashba, it's very different. Because the Rashba's focus was on the subject matter itself that the Edom started. So in that sense, you could say the first Edom on Kedushin were being made on their relationship. Their relationship has facets, details, complexities, troubles, joys, all kinds of things happen in that relationship, right? So he is coming, now that's the subject matter. So that's incomplete. But part of that subject is her identity of an Eish HaZish. But that doesn't change, that just gets embellished from Kedushin to Nesuin. But it's not changing. We said, yeah, she's a Nesua. Of course she's a Nesua. But that's not an essential change. That's just a type of Eish HaZish. But vis-a-vis Eish HaZish, she's the same. So from Nesuin to from Kedushin to Nesuin, they're going to argue. Because the Rashba is focused on the completeness of the subject that the first Edom began. That's incomplete from Kedushin to Nesuin. But the Rimigash just wants to know about creating a new Chalo Shem. What does he say? He says very specifically. He says, Kvar Naasis Eishes Ish. That's all he cares about. Velo Hosifa Ba Habila Dovar. Vis-a-vis that Shem Eishes Ish. Nothing occurred. Of course, now she's an Eishes Ish who's Zocha to Ksuba and Chayav and Yerusha. But that's just an Eishes Ish din. That's just like a young Eishes Ish, an old Eishes Ish. What are you going to talk about? So who cares? But are you establishing a new Dovar? A Dovar is a shame. That's what he's learning. In the Havamina, Dovar is a shame. And the limitation on Chatzi Dovar is, if I'm coming to be made on a shame, I have to be made on all the elements of that shame. From that perspective, Kedushin to Nesuin is not a relevant question. But Eish HaZish to Noefes? That's important. So that's the machlokas in the Rashba and the Rimigash. What the havamina of Dover was. Is Dover the subject matter or is Dover halacha kalashem? Now, but I really want you to read over the words of the Rashba and the words of the Rimigash and try to tell me or think to yourself honestly. If you see what I'm saying, because I believe that if you read it carefully, you'll see the way they express themselves, they're pointing to these differences. They're pointing, Rashba's heavily focused on the completeness of the first Edom, and the Rimigash is only focused on the new shame being added by the second. Doesn't discuss anything, you understand? And if you look at it, I think you'll see that if it would make perfect sense if each one of them had the ideas that we're speaking about for them to write it in this way. That's always my test of veracity over here. To think, if I had this idea, would this seem to be a natural way to express it? Because that's ultimately what words are trying to do, trying to give you an insight into the way his mind was before he wrote the thing. That's the problem. We're always trying to get to the cause of the writing. So sometimes when you read something and it doesn't seem like it's working out, the reason is because you're reading it from a perspective that wasn't the writer's perspective. If you had the writer's perspective, this would seem like a perfectly natural way to express yourself. That's why people get into arguments and misunderstandings. Different perspectives. Words indicate things depending on your perspective. So The test always to me is, if I could put myself, from this perspective, is this a natural way to express the idea? Unfortunately, it's only going to be a good way to express it to a guy who knows your perspective. But that's the challenge, to try to get back to a perspective that this seems like a natural expression. Then it's like, then you filled in all the answers in the crossword puzzle. Is there a chance that you got the wrong word and just happens to match up? Yes, of course there's a chance. But that's an unreasonable, unlikely occurrence. So we can be pretty clear, pretty comfortable that we've solved the puzzle. Because within Ganav and Mochar, both of them are right. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to have any idea. So both of them exist within Ganav and Mochar. But the question is, what is the one that really is the problem? Is it the fact that he's changing his shame from Ganav to Ganav and Mochar? Or is it that the inyan of Geneva is not complete until we see what happens, what he does with it? They're both true within Ganav and Mochar, otherwise they wouldn't each be able to say that that's the essential problem of the case.
So you're saying that the Rashba